Hey everybody, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are going to be tackling family dynamics.
Ooh.
Those relationships that are sometimes a little bit difficult.
Absolutely.
We've got three real life stories, and we're going to kind of dive in and see what we can learn.
I love it. We're diving deep today. We're going to be looking at Reddit stories, and I think it's so interesting how, they're so specific, but they really do tap into these universal things. Like we all kind of deal with issues around privacy or betrayal or forgiveness, especially in families.
And it's not about judging these situations, right? It's
Right.
about kind of seeing what we can take away from them.
Absolutely.
So let's dive right into the first one.
Okay.
So this first one really struck me. Imagine being 20 years old.
Okay.
You're living at home.
Yeah.
You're starting to feel independent, and all of a sudden you realize
Oh.
your mom has been snooping through your things.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Like you're an adult, you need your own space.
That violation of trust is just like.
Huge. Yeah, and this is such a classic example of what we call enmeshment, where those boundaries between parent and child get really blurry, and it can be tough because, sometimes the parent really does have good intentions, but they have a hard time letting go of that control.
And in this story, it gets even more complicated because it's not just that the mom was snooping.
No,
She
I
finds some very personal items.
don't. Okay.
She found that her daughter had stopped taking birth control pills
Okay.
and a positive pregnancy test.
Oh, wow.
So, and here's the thing. The daughter had stopped taking the pills because of health reasons.
Oh, so she had the good reason.
And she was going to switch to an IUD.
Okay, so she's being responsible about her reproductive health.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it makes the mom's reaction even more kind of surprising.
Okay.
When she confronts her daughter, she doesn't, ask if she's okay or offer support.
Yeah.
She just says abortion isn't a form of birth control,
Wow.
which,
That's a lot.
it's a lot. And it really,
It is. And I think it really points to the mom kind of putting her own values and anxieties onto her daughter, even though she is an adult, making her own choices.
And you can imagine how the daughter feels in this situation,
Right?
right?
Absolutely betrayed, probably.
Completely betrayed and isolated, and especially because, she's dealing with this decision to
Yeah.
have an abortion. She's not able to talk to her mom about it.
So she's really on her own.
It makes you think, how would you react if you were in that situation?
It's so tough, right? Like, do you try to rebuild that trust or do you create some distance?
It's a tough one.
It is. And I think, it highlights this difficult balance between parental concern and respecting that adult child's right to make their own choices.
And their privacy.
Exactly. So sometimes, the most loving thing you can do is step back and trust that they can make their own path.
Even if it's not the one that we would choose for them.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's move on to our second story.
Okay.
This one takes us into the world of divorce.
Right.
We've got a 37-year-old man. His wife just drops a bomb on him. She says, after 12 years of marriage, she's no longer in love,
Oh, wow.
wants a divorce.
Oh, that's hard.
And she doesn't just want a divorce.
Oh, what else?
She wants the house, the car, full custody of their two daughters and alimony.
Wow. Okay. So she's,
It's a lot.
it is. There's a lot going on there. And it's interesting because sometimes, those demands can come from a place of entitlement, but they can also come from a place of fear. Maybe she's really afraid of being financially insecure after the divorce. And of course, let's not forget all those emotions like resentment and anger, all of that can really fuel these legal battles.
Absolutely. And to make things even more complicated,
Okay.
the wife admits that she's been out of love for 3 years,
Oh, wow.
even going on dates during their separation.
Okay, so this has been going on for a while.
And it makes you wonder, what's the timing of all of this? Like, was there a specific event,
Right.
or was this just something that built up over time?
Yeah.
And then, what's really interesting is later on in the story, she wants to reconcile.
Oh, wow. So what's going on there? Is she truly sorry? Or is this just a strategic move? Maybe she's feeling guilty or afraid of being alone. It's hard to say.
It's a tough one, and it really puts the husband in a difficult position.
Right, because he still loves her.
He loves her. He wants what's best for his daughters,
Right.
but he's also found this new sense of peace living on his own.
So he's kind of thriving in this new life. but he still has those feelings.
It's a lot to weigh.
It is. And it's interesting how,
yeah,
you know, it's not just about the legal stuff. It's about the emotional stuff, too.
Right.
He's got to figure out what he wants for himself.
Absolutely. It's a tough decision.
It is.
You know, would you hold on to a love that seems lost?
Right.
Or would you prioritize your own peace and independence?
That's a tough one.
What would you do?
I mean, I think it depends, right?
Yeah,
Every situation's so unique.
Yeah.
And there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Right.
But I think you've got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And be willing to look at the truth, even if it's uncomfortable, and, you know, figure out what's important to you.
Right.
What are your values and what are your priorities?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's something we're going to see in all of these stories.
Okay.
It's really about figuring out what matters most.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it really makes you think, like, how one choice can just kind of
totally
set off a whole chain of events.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of, of those ripple effects,
yeah,
our last story takes us right to the heart of betrayal.
Okay.
A mother finds out her husband's having an affair.
Oh, wow.
But it's even more complicated than that.
Okay.
Because her daughter knew about it.
What?
For 2 years, she kept it a secret.
Oh, my gosh. That's a double whammy.
It is. I mean, talk about emotional turmoil.
Yeah, you can't even imagine.
Right. And at first, you might think, well, why would she do that?
Right. Like, protect her dad.
Exactly. But as we dig deeper.
Yeah.
We find out her relationship with her mom was really fractured at the time.
Okay. So there were already problems.
Yeah. And I think this is where, you know, we see how these family secrets can really create this toxic environment.
Yeah.
Like, it just distorts everything.
Yeah.
It erodes trust.
Yeah. And nobody can really communicate.
Exactly. Everyone's kind of walking on eggshells.
Right. And in this case, you know, the daughter had been expelled from school.
Oh, wow.
A few months before.
Okay.
And her mom had grounded her.
So she was already feeling isolated.
Yeah, exactly. So she was already feeling vulnerable.
Right.
And then her dad kind of pulls her into this whole thing.
Wow, that's tough. And, you know, it's almost like classic triangulation.
Okay.
Where he's bringing her in to kind of stabilize things.
Yeah, right.
But it's not really stable.
No.
It's all built on this lie.
Right. And secrets always come out eventually.
They do. And the fallout can be really messy.
Yeah. And in this story, the daughter finally realizes, like,
yeah,
okay, I messed up. I need to tell my mom.
She tries to make things right.
Exactly. And she reaches out for reconciliation.
And that's huge, right?
Yeah.
Because she's breaking that cycle of secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's opening the door for healing.
And the mom chooses forgiveness.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, even though she's so hurt.
Right. And I think it shows just this incredible empathy.
Yeah.
And self-awareness.
Like, she's not making excuses for her husband.
No, absolutely not.
But she's realizing that she played a role in this, too.
Right. She wasn't communicating.
Yeah. Maybe her anger about the expulsion got in the way.
Exactly. And it's a good reminder for all of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That even when things are really tough, we have a choice.
Yeah.
We can either stay stuck in that hurt and blame.
Right.
Or we can choose to understand and forgive.
And grow.
Exactly. It's not easy.
No.
But it can be so powerful.
Yeah. And this story also highlights, you know, how complicated healing can be.
Right.
Especially after infidelity.
Because it affects everyone.
Yeah. The mother and daughter are trying to reconcile.
Yeah.
But the son, who overheard everything.
Oh, wow.
He's still really angry.
So there's still a lot of hurt there.
Yeah. And it's a reminder that there's no quick fix.
Definitely not.
For this kind of betrayal.
It takes time and patience.
Yeah. And sometimes you need professional help.
Absolutely. Like, therapy can be really helpful.
Okay, well, as we wrap up these three stories,
yeah,
what are some key takeaways for you?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is communication.
Okay.
Like, creating that space where everyone feels safe to share what they're feeling and what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think boundaries are really important, too.
Yes. Totally respecting each other's space, both physically and emotionally.
Yeah, and I think these stories also show us the power of forgiveness.
Yes, it's not about condoning the actions.
Right. Yeah.
But it's about letting go of that resentment so you can move forward.
I love that it's like a gift you give yourself.
It is. It frees you.
Yeah.
From that pain from the past.
Yeah. And even though family life can be messy.
Oh, absolutely.
There's always hope. Right. Hope for understanding and connection and love.
Beautifully said.
Yeah. And, you know, it strikes me that even though these stories are so different, they all share these common themes.
Yeah. Like, communication boundaries.
Yeah.
Forgiveness.
It's like Those are universal.
They apply to everyone.
No matter what your situation is.
Exactly. And I think that's something for our listeners to really think about.
Yeah. It's like we're getting this little peek into these families' lives.
Right. And it reminds us, you know, we're not alone in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone deals with this stuff.
Yeah. Whether it's those parental boundaries or
right.
divorce or betrayal.
It's all part of the human experience.
Yeah. And it's easy to judge, right? Like, oh, I would never do that.
Right.
But when you really look at these stories, you realize there's so much more going on.
Absolutely.
It's not just black and white.
No, and I think that's where empathy comes in.
Yeah.
Like trying to understand where everyone's coming from.
Yeah, because there are real people
behind
these stories.
Absolutely, with real feelings and vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their own past experiences that are shaping things.
Yeah. So as you've been listening,
have
you connected with any of these stories?
Right. Like, did anything resonate with you?
Yeah. Maybe it made you think about your own family.
Yeah. Your own experiences with communication or boundaries.
Or even forgiveness.
Right. Like, have you been in a situation where you needed to forgive someone?
Yeah. Or maybe you're realizing how strong your family is.
Exactly. Like, maybe you're feeling grateful for the relationships you have.
Yeah. So whatever your takeaway is,
mm-hmm.
we hope this has given you some things to think about.
Right. Some new perspectives, maybe.
Mm. And hopefully some tools to deal with those tough family situations.
Because let's face it, families can be complicated.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the important thing to remember is
family
is a journey.
It's not a destination.
Exactly. It's always evolving.
Yeah.
And changing and growing.
Yeah. And we have to keep working on those connections.
Right. Communication is so important.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes we need help.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to reach out.
Like, talk to a friend or a therapist.
Or even just have an honest conversation with your family.
Yeah, that's so important.
So thanks for joining us today.
It's been great having you all here.
Keep those conversations going.
Yeah, and remember, even when things are tough,
mm.
there's always hope.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening.